Greetings, all our community. Another edition of the Buy, Hold, Sell podcast, joined by Dor and Maka.
How are we, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's bloody good to be back.
Is it ever?
Dor literally just did a podcast like an hour ago. Change of setup.
Yeah.
I kind of like you.
Mikey likey, Dor likey, yeah. Maka likey.
I do like it. It's very good.
Yes.
Now, boys, we better focus, hone in on our fantasy teams. We haven't really discussed it so far this year, our own personal teams. How are we looking?
Yeah, look, could be better. 914 I got last week, but I captained King Nico. Wow, what a special player. But apart from that, the rest of the team is going very, very average.
It's good.
Yeah, look, my team is absolutely shocking at the moment, but a few smart trades and I'll be right back where I need to be.
It's a long season.
That's exactly right.
I actually raised the question because I got a little 1,050 piece.
Very special, brother.
Still flex. No, I had a good outing.
What were some highlights besides Nico captain?
I held on to Cam Murray, which I thought was smart. Mm-hmm. He got me a little 70.
Yeah.
Just a bit of consistency around the board. Bought Walsh. Yeah.
You still got McInnes?
Yeah, I still got McInnes as well. Saw some people
with
sold him.
American news.
Which tough. I didn't necessarily agree with. Now we better get into the, I wouldn't say this is the buys, I'd say this is a players that should be discussed, and we'll give our opinions. People looking to buy these people, maybe we don't agree. So first things first, get Nico Hines and captain him. Simple
yes.
as that.
Get Nico Hines, captain him.
It's really quite simple. He's your first trade in.
A positive cocaine test result, Mick.
Yeah,
it led to positive fantasy results for Nico.
I was about to say, Trindle test positive, and geez, it was positive for Nico owners. It was quite special to watch, really.
Very special.
It was vintage Nico from a couple of years ago, which is dropping centuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daily M year,
yeah.
Nico.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just dominating the ball. He's popping up on both sides. And Akko, who I think we'll talk about later, just did his job. Like, just ran the ball when he got it.
Love to see that. Love to see that.
Just beautiful.
Yeah, as a as a fantasy player, that's all you want.
Let greasy hair guy eat.
Let him cook.
All right, we better go back to the cheapies. We talked about these two last week. I think generally last week we said for the cheapies, probably a wait and see. It's really hard to gauge who'll be the best. But I think Armstrong was the most impressive with 50 on debut. 267k, made 37k in cash rises. What do you reckon?
Oh, I'll go first. Sorry, Mac. I think Barry, our expert.
Bazatui was wrong.
Bazatui said, as long as Armstrong keeps playing well, he'll keep the spot. Fletcher Sharp or Will Price isn't going to bother him at all. And what I saw on the weekend was he was really busy, passed the eye test, and definitely added something to a Knights team that I thought might lack a bit of spark with Ponga out. And I thought he stood up incredibly. I'm getting him in this week.
Yeah, all you can ask for in a young fullback is involvement. Come in, take runs, follow the ball, pass well if you can. And I think he passed that eye test, so I'm getting him in this week.
Break even negative five as well.
A lot of boxes ticked.
I'd almost say he touched the ball more off a Hastings and Gamble pass than Ponga would, which
is very interesting. It's almost like Hastings and Gamble were just like jealous of Ponga.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's a bit strange, but yeah, jump on Armstrong.
Yeah.
The next guy, 278k weeks. Really impressed, I thought, in a woeful Raiders side. Break even of three. I think he's definitely another good option.
Yeah, I wasn't that high on Weeks coming in. To be honest, this weekend was probably the first time I've properly watched him. I thought he went pretty well. So, not buying personally, but he's still a good buy.
Yeah, I think I was surprised that Strange, out of the two halves, was not getting the usage I expected. Weeks sort of dominated, to be honest, taking the kicking.
Yeah, Weeks had 423. Kick meters and 20. I think he also made 26 tackles as well. Obviously missed a couple, which would have, if he obviously didn't, would have helped his score. Yep. But
now, I think what happened is Ricky probably told Strange just to do what he was doing with Foggy, run the ball, be more of an attacking with his runs half. So I guess he's just trying to keep that consistent play. So when Foggy does come back eventually, you know, he's not playing any differently to how he was before then.
Yeah. He had 6 missed tackles, Strange, so that really did hurt his individual performance. They obviously lost 40-0 as well. They've lost back-to-back big scores.
And the most appealing thing is, like, his base with the kick meters and with making that many tackles, that's what you're looking for in a cheapie. So he should be consistent.
Yeah. Do we want to mention Adko Mick there as well?
Yeah, we talked about Adko before. I know the Sharks dominated, but I think Adko in future can definitely get a bit more attacking stats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As he grows in confidence, we've obviously, we've been watching him for years. Mm. Eye test passed.
Yeah. Eye test and aura test. Class of flying colours.
Jesus, Sharks got a lot of aura, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one run, I think, where he almost scored or came close because he busted a couple of tackles. So if the Sharks keep playing well, he's going to get a lot of, open opportunities because of the attention that his teammates get.
Yeah.
So
break even of 13 as well. Yeah. So, it's pretty good. Not as good as maybe the last two options, but, they've got a good couple of games. They got the Dragons this weekend. Storm's going to be a bit of a tough one week after, but still, Adko can definitely make you some money.
I like his ceiling, actually. I think he can bust out a couple of really good scores.
Yeah.
So, basically, we'd prefer Armstrong and Weeks, I'd say, this week, but I mean, going by cheapies, Adko's not far behind at all.
I'd probably go Armstrong definitely one.
Yeah.
Because the other thing with Weeks to note is that the Raiders have the bye next week.
That is true.
So you could potentially, if you wanted to, wait 1 week with Weeks and then get him the week in a couple of weeks after.
Wait 1 week with Weeks, then next week get Weeks.
Yeah, no pun intended. That's it. You could trade out Strange next week and get in good old KO Weeks.
Now, next guy, we're going into cheapies that we're not the biggest fans of, at least this week. Mm. Valaya from the Cowboys, taken over from Tommy Chester. Unfortunate injury. I'm just going to say wait and see.
Wait and see job, I agree.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a wait and see job personally.
Just avoid.
I think it's a straight avoid.
Just never get
it. Last year he averaged, I think, 26 when he played 80 minutes. Bit of upside. He got a 61 in there, but
I just think unless he sets the world on fire, they're going to go straight back to Chester when he gets back. 360K
as well.
Yeah.
Chester's only out, 3 weeks, maybe?
Three to 4 weeks,
So
I just think I think there's better options. The three options we said before, I think, are a better option. Also cheaper than Bailia, so.
Another guy is Cheekam. I reckon almost every second year, Cheekam gets the starting gig.
Yeah, people jump
for
on.
For a bit.
People
it's going to be a slow burn for you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'd avoid Cheekham like the plague.
Yeah, no. I cannot go Cheekham at all.
And he's got an injury in him as well.
You've also got to think as well that I think Host and Cheekham now are second rowers at the moment with Keon Kulamatungi at prop. Mm. So, that's not going to last, surely. Like I was saying in the TLT podcast, you can't keep someone of a premium quality of Keon Kulamatungi at prop when he's a gun second rower.
That downfall needs to be studied so far.
JD's going to be gone any hour now, hopefully.
Funny story about Cheekham is, the guy's 32. It was earlier in the season. Was it Mick Ennis or Blocker goes, people like Cheekham were growing up wanting to play with people like Latrell Mitchell. And I was like, mate, it's like 6 years old.
mate, he's been fucking ages.
I think let's get into the more serious sort of options of buys this week.
This is where you pay attention. Jaden Brayley, 490K, break in with 17. I'm just going to say it. I don't want to talk about injuries a lot and you can't predict injuries, but he's burnt me too many times in the past with that unfortunate injury.
Yeah, injuries are sadly a reality of the game, and some players like Brayley are more inclined to get injured, sadly. That being said, though, he went pretty well in the weekend, I thought.
Yeah, 42 and 80 minutes in round 7, and then last week, 54 and 80 minutes. He's also, I'm pretty sure, got the captaincy now, so he'll basically, I think, play 80 minutes unless he gets injured. So I think he's a great buy. It's just, as you both alluded to, it's just something you got to look out with the injuries. But you can't, you can say that you can be really elite and predict injuries, but you really can't.
I like to think I can predict an injury.
Yeah. But look, if you want to get Jaden Brayley, especially with, the hooker position not being that great this year thus far, I think he's a good option at that price.
Yeah, I do think he'll score well for you. Just that concern, obviously. Next one. I'm going to say zero concerns, especially for Dor. He likes my man Fuller. 513K, break even to one. One of the more impressive first two games of the season I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, are we just thinking just get him in, or are we a bit concerned about Hammer coming back relatively soon? What do you think, Dor?
Look, 513K.
Look at him smile.
Yeah, 60.
He's giddy talking about him.
68 points last week. No try. And then he got 57 the week before against Parramatta. The Hammer's out for the next 3 weeks, the Dolphins said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Origin's in 5 weeks. So he could be back for, say, 1 week. Fuller could easily, I don't think, the Dolphins could take a cautious approach as well with Hammer, considering he's coming back from a hamstring injury, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
I really like it. Yeah. Break even of one this week. Some really good matchups coming up.
He's slimy. He's got grease on his skin or something. Like,
yeah, he's like Pump
how many
Teddy.
tackle blocks did he get?
Oh, I've just got, I don't, oh, he got something good, but it,
it's hard to put down.
10. Mm. He had 10 on the weekend and 7 the week
and
before.
And he also got, I don't think he got a try assist or a try or anything.
He just had line breaks last line week. Breaks three line breaks last week.
So it's exactly what you want to see from someone like that.
I got a real real love with small fullbacks. Like, Gray. I love Gray. I love Fuller.
Did you like Matt Dufty?
And
Bevan French.
I hope he's going well over in the Super League, but I was not a fan of Matt Dufty.
Jai Field.
Yeah, Jai Field. He's actually going all right over at
so
Super
Bevan
League
French.
As well.
Bevan French.
Yeah, Bevan French, yeah.
Now, next guy, same team, Platt. Base was so impressive.
I really like Platt. I think he's a goer. Mm-hmm. He makes so many tackles without missing many. I think that's such a good positive sign.
47 tackles on the weekend. Yeah.
So I think in this Dolphins side, locked into the minutes now with Flegler out for, what, 3-4 weeks more?
Yeah, 3-4 weeks, yep.
So I think he's a fantastic, fantastic player. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, he's basically playing the Tommy Gilbert role. Like, lock, just high base. Yeah. I don't think, like, Flegler's not back for a while.
A month,
I don't think there's any going to be any risk where it's like his minutes diminish.
You should get 60 minutes, I reckon, every week. He got 66 on the weekend, 71 the week before, and would have got something similar against the Titans when he played in round 4, but then obviously had the hip drop.
Yeah, suspension. He also scores tries. So
two tries against the Eels.
You combine his base with hopefully a try or two or, you know, line breaks. Geez, could be anything.
Yep.
Could be anything, yes.
I'd say the next guy, Ruben Garrick, one who's, you know, he's been consistent in the past. He's bottomed out. Yeah. And we saw that.
I was going to say, I was hoping it was a bigger bottom out.
Special member of the podcast. He loves a pod. Tommy Flatley said, fuck it. I see 80 break even, but I'm getting him.
Yeah.
And what did he get, 90?
83.
83.
It's a break even of 30 now this week. So,
he's a great option.
He's seen them well at the moment. Plus, seen them very well.
Yes.
He's seen them well. He could have had one of the all-time great weeks.
Didn't cap Nico.
Then he doesn't have Nico. So
he doesn't have him.
That's unfortunate.
Ouch.
They got good matchups. The next couple of weeks. The Eagles. They've got Raiders and then Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of toughies against Broncos and Storm. But still, like, if you're buying this week against the Raiders, it's pretty good at home as well.
Yeah. One thing I do want to point out, Garrick, is the fact that Olakau'atu's out for 2 weeks on his edge, and DC might be out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably happening right now.
I think DC might get off because it's DCE. It's just something to consider because Olakau'atu obviously, you know, his lines and such a damaging runner that draws in the defense, so it might affect Garrick's scores, but
yeah,
that's just one thing.
A comparison definitely should be made for listeners. I know they're going to ask Fuller or Garrick. I know Garrick's a center. Who would we prefer out of those two for this week as a buy?
For this week, I reckon Fuller, just way lower break even, a little bit cheaper. Just the upside.
You can't go wrong with both, but my general thoughts are you're getting a fullback who on the weekend scored 69 without any tries. Mm. Like Garrett got a double, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And as you said, that break even.
Yeah. I think Fuller for me.
Yep. Sweet. We'll move on to the next guy.
Jumpin' Jolliffe.
It's not said to me at the start of the season, this guy be a gun. And a consistent gun, might I add.
We were talking about him and Pinocchio last week.
Yeah, shout out to Jumpin' Jolliffe. I've never once considered him. With all due respect, in a fantasy sense, but absolutely.
I didn't think for a second he'd be a buy at the start of the season.
I think it's with the unfortunate injury to Tino. And then now Dez has just gone, Jolliffe, you're my man. And now he's playing 60 minutes, getting through it. Decent amount of work, fair bit of work for a prop.
I don't want to harp on him too much. We did talk about him last week, a good option. He definitely as well.
Yeah, he definitely did us saying bye last week. Disservice at all.
Same team for feeder. This guy is an animal.
The meter eater.
He's averaging 62, I think. I don't think he's played 80 yet.
No.
Which is confusing.
Like, how much match fitness does this guy need?
I mean, to be fair, it's kind of working, but
it is working.
Yeah.
We used to criticize Fido a bit in the past just for, you know, low work rate sort of things, but in my opinion, he's the best non-half or fullback player in the NRL.
Wow.
I'm happy to make that call.
Yeah, I don't mind
I love Fido.
I'm thinking Haas there, but in terms of fantasy, like, I know, Origin's coming up, but I think his value is too strong, especially this year, considering he's in 1% of teams.
Yeah, the pod option, yeah.
The fact that he's a pod is enticing.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, he's going to play, looks like that, like 55 to 65-minute role every week.
Yeah.
And he's got, 50 every week, apart from last week where he got 91.
Yeah.
Which was the breakout game.
Exactly.
So, yeah, look. I love it. As Macca was saying before, I think we always wanted Fifita to play 80, but under Dez in this role, he's just seeming to get through a heap of work.
When he picks it up from dummy half, wow. You just know
he's done that way more than I've seen in previous seasons, and I really like it. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get a 50 point at the bare minimum every week.
We have enough sample size from him on the bench now where, like, the doubt should be alleviated. Like, we've seen him come off the bench and still rack up the good scores. So I don't think that's as much as an issue as it was before.
Yeah. We spoke about Origin. This guy, cheaper. He's a mid. He's not playing Origin. AFB, I think he's a great option.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's not much to say other than he's just a great forward.
Probably one of the better try-scoring props as well.
I was about to say, he scored so many tries. So that's such a bonus for someone who already gets through so much work.
And last guy we got in the buy list, Dylan Edwards, does play the buy, I believe.
Yeah.
I'd be slightly concerned he might play Origin as well. I'm not 100%.
Yeah. I'm not sure on that as well. He's definitely...
It's just one to look at, I guess. Like, that's only the only concern there with Deadwoods is the playing Origin.
Buy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he plays the bye, so I guess the only thing is, like, if he obviously gets picked for...
Yeah, yeah.
Then that's with AFB. The issue is he doesn't play the round 13 bye. Yeah, exactly. But, like, a lot of people play just head-to-head, so they're not too worried about the, the bye rounds and whatnot. Like, that's the same with Fifita. If you're not worried about bloody Origin or anything, you don't play the bye rounds. Yep. You're getting Fifita every day of the week. But, obviously, my concern is with Fifita is just... And like these other guys is obviously just because they're playing Origin.
Yeah.
I don't really want to get someone in because I play overall. I don't really want to get someone in that's not going to play.
Right. We'll move on to the holds. Like with the buys, that's where we're going to go into a lot of detail. So we'll probably go through these not as in detail.
Now, fly through them.
These guys, like when we say holds, like I think they can be sold. But we think, like, within the next couple of weeks, you can sort of hold. Like, they're not imminent.
Yeah.
That's Salmon.
Yeah. The concern with Salmon was Preston back on the extended bench, and Salmon has really gone well. He was probably a sell, or close to a sell, like, a couple of weeks ago.
He finds a way.
Well, yeah, when he moved to the edge.
Then Preston got injured, and he moved to the edge, and he's gone, like, he's got, like, 40 or 50 scores in that period. So I feel like if Preston comes back onto the edge, Salmon goes back into the middle. You take that score, which I reckon it'll probably be this could probably be his last week, I reckon, because I think if Preston's not back this week,
as Bentley said, you can do a lot of trades with Semin, but one fish to another. I like Brimson.
Brimson.
The Brimmy. Or get your bait out, Bateman.
Bateman. Yeah. He was special last week. We did mention him as well.
Yep.
On a heater.
He is on a heater. Cotter is the next guy. Origin, obviously. He's just an obvious one, I think. Like,
I think you just hold him up until Origin, I reckon, and then just depart him.
I'd say the same for KPP. Down week. But
I just think it's a down week.
100%. Yeah. When he was running, he's just trying to go for silly offloads.
Yeah, so many errors. It's ridiculous.
He just looked, a bit tired or something last week. He just wasn't his usual
sleep
self.
Sleep
apnea. Yeah, must be that.
Potentially. Fikiaki,
I'd say...
This is depressing.
Luke is on the bench, isn't he?
Yeah,
your guy.
Yeah.
Never again. That's all I'm going to say with Lukey. Never again.
Yeah.
I'm more just upset about Fido Fukiaki. I wish Lukey could stay away a few more weeks because he actually had his best game performance on the weekend, and then you get greeted by this with the break.
I'd say a couple of weeks.
Lukey's back.
A couple of weeks, ideally, but this may be the last week.
Yeah.
You're probably keeping him, but you're not going to play him, I don't think, in your 17 because he's going to go back to probably that 60-minute role and then... I'd probably say the next 2 weeks he'll play like 60, and then when it comes around, to be honest, that's actually a thing that I just thought of. You could definitely hold him because Nanai could play Origin, so he could benefit.
Good point.
In that period, because he also the Cowboys play that first bye round in round 13.
Good point, Dor.
Yeah, Nanai was a lot better on the weekend as well. I thought so.
Yeah. He definitely was.
I'd say there's a strong chance, if not almost a guarantee, that Nanai's in there somewhere.
I think it's gone back to Nanai for feeder for me, second rowers, and then Sewer on the bench.
Yeah, I agree with that, Dor. Yep.
This is a luxury one.
Turbo, like, mate, how many times do we have to hype him up as a all-out admin?
He's
to disappoint.
He's a bit of a mystery man these days.
Every time he runs the ball, I'm like, bro, he literally looks scared.
I hate
to say that, but he looked unenthused on the weekend.
He's not running the ball like he used to because I think he's a bit afraid of getting injured, which is understandable.
I get it.
He still has the attacking upside, obviously, with his hands and, you know, support player, but he's not having 20 runs a game, running like a front row like he used to.
Yeah, as I said, luxury.
They got two good matchups as well. They got, like, Dolphins next week and Raiders this week. Mm-hmm. Even though Turbo, look, he's not getting really that many attacking stats.
I'm still
pretty sure he's second behind Deadwoods for total run meters this year. So.
I think our standards for Turbo are just so high.
Yeah.
That
we witnessed the greatest season ever. So.
Yeah.
Well, he was averaging that like 100 super coach points or whatever.
Yeah. I think it was like 100 the season. It was like 120 people play super coach.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not going bad. I think it's just you can tell there's a slight difference.
Lesson learnt at least. Don't captain him regardless.
No. We captained him for whatever those weeks and he still did all right, but nothing amazing.
This is actually an interesting one. I'm not completely sold. Ola Kawatu, 2 weeks suspended, will play Origin in my opinion.
He should play Origin. Yeah. He's the best second rower from New South Wales definitely. In on form at the moment.
I'd hold because he's going to be a gun the whole year, but it's tough.
When he comes back, I think he plays the Broncos, which is not the best matchup. But I think 2 weeks, I think you probably should hold him.
Yeah, I think it's again just back to that same question as what your situation is. If you play head-to-head, I'd keep him. But if you're playing overall, you probably look to get rid of him because he's going to play... I'd say, in my opinion, he definitely should be playing Origin. Mm. Then got the 2 weeks off for that tackle on the weekend. So, yeah,
I'm happy as a Waddell owner.
Job
security's there.
A little bit
last
more.
Last guy. This is probably just from TLT.
Futuristic. Yeah.
I know they got a bye. Blaze Tulagi. But there are reports, obviously, with Gutho's surgery to his knee, that he might get that fullback spot. Mm. So if you own him. Don't sell
definitely,
him.
Yeah.
Sit on him as well.
Just sit on him.
See what happens.
The only other player that could take that spot is Arcee. But you're better off just holding him because then you could get him for like a month at fullback, which would be unreal.
Yeah.
So definitely hold for this week. Sell next week if he's not named at fullback.
Yeah. Agreed.
Like a few of those guys were sort of torn between sell and hold, but this guy, I seriously don't know what to do. Yeah. Ethan Strange does play buy round 13.
Yeah, yep. So plays the first buy.
I get holding, but he does have a buy next week. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Me personally, I reckon I'm just going to hold for 1 week. I think I've got too many other fires personally to deal with that I'm going to hold.
Disarray.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold Strange this week. And then if he craps the bet again this week, I'll probably going to get rid of him next week when he's on the bye. Move him to I don't know, one of the other cheapies.
He can't be much worse than he was last week, I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, 6 missed tackles. I don't think he'll do that again this weekend, hopefully. Touch wood.
I think the Raiders in general will be a lot better. That was diabolical.
Whitehead's back, so they've got a couple of bodies
in there. So.
And sort of put on notice as well, I think, that, you know, with these Schiller and Chevy Stewart, Chevy Stewart was one of their better players on the weekend, obviously had a shocker against the Broncos, but I think it just puts everyone on notice.
Yeah.
So I think there will be a bounce back from the Raiders this week.
And finally, onto the Cells. These guys were very confident on, especially the first guy, 15 points in the weekend, Danny Levi, see a brass. He can go. He can. Seen enough.
He
bombed that try.
The try score. If there's no try score, there's no Danny Levi.
Is he still starting?
I think so.
I actually
can't confirm that. But
you speak about Levi while I'll look into it.
I got many things to say, but if you're a hooker and you're scoring tries, I just don't understand how you.
Base is horrible.
It's scoring. He's getting 30 points with a try.
It's almost like he avoids the tackle. He'll see. It's like, mate, your job as a hooker is to shore up the middle.
He's anti-stat padder.
Yeah. I can confirm, gents, he is starting.
Interesting. Maybe he's got the best service in the NRL and we just haven't realised.
Oh, he must have a fucking gun service.
maybe.
All right, another Raiders guy, 278K, Chevy Stewart, break even to 3. Very unfortunate, but he's going to have to go.
It's a shame because he was looking better, but yeah, you have to sell him now, don't you?
Geez, another Raiders guy. I'm surprised they dropped him. Maybe his defense is poor with Schiller.
Yeah, Schiller.
He's also signed elsewhere for next year. Maybe that's
Newcastle.
Maybe that's come into factor because I didn't think he was that bad. But
yeah, I thought he was pretty good.
I guess they did have to drop someone.
This guy's it's going to be emotional talking about it. Terrell May. Look, there's only one man to blame. Initials are TR. Yeah, thanks, buddy. You really cooked us here. But, you know, I 100% sell, in my opinion. Like, if you hold, you're basically wishing Trent sees the light.
You're basically wishing that something has to happen to Rhea Hargreaves. Because Collins is always
70 break even.
Yeah.
The only thing I think of is they're versus Broncos, I think, this week.
Yeah, this week.
Maybe it's a close game. Maybe it's a game where, everyone gets tired and Robbo's like, maybe I should play my gun front rower more than 20 minutes a game.
I think May'll either get 60 because Robinson's like, shit, what the hell have I been doing? Or he'll get another 20 points. Yeah.
So it's such a risk holding him. I think it's too risky. I think you have to sell him almost.
Yeah, it's too risky for me. Like Rhea Hargreaves is getting too many minutes in my opinion. Considering he is as well, he's leaving to the Super League. Mm-hmm. At the end of this season, you know, fair age, veteran.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like he should be on a smaller stint. Nafu White also hasn't been helping.
Yeah.
And then also the other thing, which for me puts the nail in the coffin, is Spencer Lenu is back very soon.
Yeah.
So for me, he's got it. May's got to go because Lenu's back, I'm pretty sure, next week or the week after. So
this guy, I feel sorry for people who've held you two, Flegler.
Yeah, don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, no.
It's just one of those injuries where you're like, next week will be the week. Like, surely next week. And then it just keeps going until it's been 8 weeks. And you're like, well. Yeah.
And Appy.
Oh, wait, just quickly. My story with Flegler is very, very sad. I got Flegler in, traded out Smithies. I was there at the game. Was on a real high after Flegler's first stint. Seeing 30 points in around 30 minutes, I was just loving life.
You had a
hammer
as well that game.
First hit up, I'm pretty sure, or tackle after he come back on his second stint, he just cooked his shoulder and went he was trying to stay out there. I'm pretty sure he stayed out there for another 10 minutes, but barely got through anything. Mm-hmm. You could just see he was in discomfort.
Worst part about that is Flegler was doing his other season so well. getting through work, scoring tries even. Like,
you weren't rewarded for good logic.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Michael.
Yeah. The worst thing is just we thought he was going to be back. Like, he actually got named a couple of weeks ago, and then they ruled him out late.
Now he's got nerve.
And then he's just, he hasn't been named the next 2 weeks, and then now he's out for 4 weeks with nerve damage.
Speaking of nerve damage, I think Appy is also...
He's also caused me nerve damage as well.
He's got, didn't he get to cook his back?
Yeah.
He's named to play this weekend, but yeah.
I'd still sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back spasms.
It's not just his back, I think. I swear he's had niggles and little issues all year.
Well, that same game in the warm-ups, he did something to his quad or something, or calf. Yeah,
it's a shame, because again, Appy was looking good as well early season, but I'm not to sell him now.
Yeah, maybe to someone like Marshall King.
I honestly think this segment might just be the quickest possible. Who to captain, boys, this week? Bit of discussion, I guess. I personally am thinking about one guy. Greasy hair.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look.
Yeah.
To be devil's advocate, Cleary isn't the worst second. The fact that Cleary is like, because Cleary's usually like the number one guy people captain, they never take it off him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't blame someone for Captain Cleary against
him. They got a good matchup as well this week.
Definitely thinking about it.
But it'll be extremely hard to take it off Nico when he's in this sort of form.
He could be creating all-out history this week, Nico Hines, if he gets the Player of the Week again. I'm not sure I've done 3 templates in a row for MVPs back-to-back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, like 96 average against
Red V.
We were hapless.
Yeah.
Especially through the middle. Like,
yeah, I mean, mate, I think the Dragons will be better, but I don't think it's enough to stop.
I've given up.
I think it's very...
Oh, that would be better. Yeah. They're just a bit inconsistent.
Yeah. They have one of the best wins we've seen in the last 3 years, and they put that out.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're still trying to get rid of the... no disrespect, sorry, Aggers, but the Hook Griffin.
Captain Hook.
Yeah,
the Captain Hook. And, you know, like previous coaches get those tendencies out. I think they've definitely got the right man the job. I just 100%. Think that on the performance, like us three were both at the Dolphins Dragons game, and Macca was obviously at the one on the weekend. Like, we've obviously seen, and they've probably been their two worst performances.
Yeah, every game
of the
year. I go to, they get fucking flogged. So
I'm just saying that I think that's like, you know, one of those performances that will happen every once in a while, but I don't think it's something bad.
Yeah, boys, we're going to talk about the bye round schedule, but we might just do that as a little clip at the end. I think that's a smart idea, because the podcast has been going for a while.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I think so.
Because it's definitely something you got to start thinking about overall players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially.
It's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah. Not too far away.
Apart from that, thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Or watching on YouTube.
Yeah, watching.
Thanks.
Listening. Yeah.
I hope you appreciate the new lighting.
Mm. Really, really worked hard on this one. So.
Yeah.
We're increased from like a 5 to like a 7, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And then also the new setup. Obviously, we are in a new setup, but new mics and everything like that. So the quality and whatnot, we apologize, but obviously that's going to be a thing of the past in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. See you then. See you next week.